Today's shiur is Daf Kuf Mem. We're going to begin on the last words of Daf Kuf Lamates Amabez. The Mishnah said, we're allowed to put an egg into a mustard strainer. Says the Gemara, why is this mutter? Tana Yaakov Karcha. So Yaakov Karcha explained, Lefishein Oysen Oysen El Lagavin. The entire purpose of this straining is only to give the yellow color of the yolk of the egg to the mustard, and that's why it's mutter. So the way to beer halacha explains the Gemara as follows. There are, normally we would say that this act of straining the yellow, the yolk from the white, should be considered beir. But here it's not considered beir because there are two positive issues working in our favor here. Number one, both the yellow and the white of the egg are oichel, of food. And beir is only oichel psoilus, when one item that we're separating is food and one is psoilus. Given that they're both oichel, so we have less of a concern of beir. But, says the Bi'er Halacha, that alone would not permit this. The other reason why this is permitted is because it's El Lagavin. The entire purpose of this act is only for coloring, since it's only for coloring, and it's Eichel, Metoich Eichel, that's why it's Mutter. Now there's a very interesting question that Dr. Moshe discusses. Why is there no issue here of Tzviya? Isn't he intending to color the mustard with the yolk of the egg? So the Dr. Moshe wants to say, from here we have a proof that ain't Tzviya B'Eichlim. There is no issue of coloring, issue of Melach of Tzviya does not apply by food. The Chaya Adam interestingly says, however, that this concept of Ein Tzvi Ba'Eichlem is only said by something which is not a food color. For example, Al Gemara, we're dealing with the yolk of the egg. It's not a food color. Or another example would be to mix white wine and red wine. Again, it's not a food color. However, he says, perhaps when you use something which is a food coloring, there would be an issue of Tzvi Ba'Eichlem. Itma. Continues the Gemara. What they used to do with the mustard was that they used to take the mustard and put it together with various liquids, wine and other liquids, and like that they would end up with a mass which they used. And the issue that our Gemara will now discuss is the malacha of lisha, of kneading with a K. That the question is, under what circumstances could this mass of mustard and other liquids be put together? Says the Gemara, Chardal Shaloshim Erev Shabbos, if it was already kneaded from before Shabbos, Lamachar, on Shabbos itself, Omer Rav, Rav says, Memachal Bekli, you're allowed to use a utensil to mix it, Avaloi Biyad, you're not allowed to use your hand to mix it. So, the issue here is, what exactly happened from before Shabbos? From the way it seems in the Gemara, it seems that merely adding liquid to this mass on Shabbos would not be usur. That would not be considered lush at all. The issue, however, here is because not only do you want to add the liquid, you also want to mix it. That's the first pshat in Shulchan Aruch. The other pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is that, of course, if liquid was not added to this mass from before Shabbos, just adding the liquid alone would be considered lisha. The situation we're discussing here is that there was already liquid added to it from before Shabbos. That's why we're allowed to add more liquid on Shabbos. And now the Gemara is picking up, after I have this liquid that I got there by Heter, how am I allowed to mix it? And in that Rav said, you're only allowed to mix it with a utensil, not with your hand. Amli Shmuel, so Shmuel asked, obviously what's the Gemara trying to accomplish? That we should do it with a shinui. We should not mix it the same way we normally mix it. Ask the Gemara, biyad, biyad, you're telling me that don't use your hand. That means, says Shmuel, that usually you do use your hand. So he says, is that the way it normally works? That you use your hand? Macha chamarihi, is this something you're going to feed your donkey that you mix with your hands? And therefore Shmuel says just the opposite. Elam Shmuel. Mamach biyat, mix it with your hand, could that's considered a shinui? Ve'ena mamach bekeli, don't use a utensil, that's not a shinui. Itmar, Rabbi Lazar Oimer, echetzeh vechetzeh osser. Both with a hand and with a utensil as osser. Yechon Oimer, echetzeh mutter, mixing it either way is mutter. Abai v'avad amri tavayu, Abai and Rava both said, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Come Rabbi Yochanan, but then the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan eventually came up b'shitzud Rabbi Lezer. A good Rabbi Lezer that said, Rabbi Lezer that said it's also to mix it both by hand or with a keli. Come Rabbi Lezer b'shitzud Shmuel. And Rabbi Lezer ultimately took Shmuel's position that a utensil is osur, a hand is mutter. However, Abai v'Rava d'Amri Tavayu, Abai and Rava both say, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, who now says, you're not allowed to mix it both with a hand or with a utensil. Says the Gemara, even Abaya, Avdalei, Abai's mother mixed it for him, and refused to eat it. Obviously, she followed the opinion that you're allowed to mix it. Now, the Pesach can point out, from the fact that we see that Abai refused to eat it, we see that if somebody does a malacha for somebody on Shabbos, even if it's a malacha d'Rabbanan, and even if it perhaps it was b'shoyig, because she didn't think she was doing anything wrong, you're still not allowed to eat from that food on Shabbos. The visa de Zira of the letter of Chibar Ashi, the wife of Zira made it for Rav Chibar Ashi, and he refused to eat it. So she said to him, Rabbach Avdalei, I made it for you, Rebbe, v'ochel, and he had no problem eating it. V'at lo ichalt, and you refused to eat it. Amar Rav Bereid Shva, Havivna Kameh Ravna. I was standing in front of Ravina. Obachshle besufs of the tumah, he stirred it with the center stalk of a garlic, v'ochel, and he ate it, since it was a big shinui. Amazutra, less hilchasukahal hanishmaitza. The halach is not like anything we learned. El kihad itmitz, like what we learned in the following Gemara. Chad l'shalosh me'er Shabbos, mustard which was mixed already from before Shabbos. L'machar on Shabbos m'machar ben b'yad ben b'keli. You can mix it both with a utensil and with your hand. Furthermore, the noisin l'toichet vash, you're allowed to put honey into it. V'la yitroif el ma'arav, but he should not beat the mixture. He should only stir it. Now, the Mefarshim ask, if there's a issue of lush here, when you stir it, when you beat it, why is the halacha that you're allowed to stir it? It should be awesome with Rabbanon even to stir it. So the Chazanish says that even if you will beat it, we're not dealing here with lisha midaraisa, we're only dealing with a lisha midrabbanon. He explains why. He says the only time lisha is awesome midaraisa is like a dough, where we take flour and water and you make it into one new mass, a dough. However, here with mustard and these liquids, they don't really become one new mass. It really remains somewhat separate. So we're not dealing with alisha midaraisa. So here, especially if you did it with a shinui. So we're dealing with a drabona and you did it with a shinui. That's why it's mutter. That's one pshat. Degle Tal says pshat, that since you're doing it with such a big shinui, normal, different than normal, you beat it, and here you're only stirring it lightly, that is enough of a reason that Chazal should not tell us that it's mutter to do. And other Mefarshim explained, as is pretty evident in the Gemara, since this was already done from before Shabbos, and all you're doing on Shabbos is really expanding on what was done before Shabbos, so you're not really accomplishing anything, coupled with the fact that you're only doing it in a stirring motion, not in a beating motion, that's why it's mutter. Continues the Gemara. Shechlayim sheshachkam erev Shabbos, kresh, which was chopped from before Shabbos, l'machon noisun tachashem v'chaymetz. On Shabbos you're allowed to add oil and vinegar, u'mashon l'tachem masay, and you could put a miso, the Gemara will explain soon what that is, v'la yitroif, and again, v'la yitroif, that you should not beat it, elam arf. There's machloikis harishonim, when the Gemara says here that you're only allowed to stir it, la yitrif, elam arif, what does that mean? Does it mean that you're only allowed to use your hands, or as long as you're not beating it, you're even allowed to use a utensil? shum shriska merev Shabbos, garlic, which was ground up from before Shabbos, lemachan nois l'tachat pola grisin. On Shabbos, you could add into it beans or split beans. However, la yischoik, he should not pound it, el ma'arev, only stir it. O mamshach imsel l'tachan, and you should put emes into the mixture we learned before. Maya misa, what is a misa? Ni misa, mint. Amar bai shmami no. From here we learn that hai ninonya, mint, mal l'tachle, is good for kresh, and improves the kresh. And mulim b'shabbos, and we learned in the Mishnah you're allowed to make the mulim, but you're not allowed to make. The Mishnah said you're allowed to make mulim, but you're not allowed to make lumtus. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, oisin mulim b'shabbos, you're allowed to make mulim, then oisin lumtus, but you're not allowed to make lumtus. Ask the Gemara, eisin a mulim, veisin a lumtus. What exactly is a mulim? What exactly is a lumtus? And mulim is yayin devash pelplin. The mulim is wine mixed with honey and pepper. A lumtus yayin yoshin is old wine or mayim tzlulim, clear water, vafasim and balsam. The avdalei mesusla maker. It was made as a remedy to cool off somebody that went into a hot bath. They got very warm. They gave him this and it cooled him off. Amar Yosef.
One time I followed Marukva into the bathhouse. Kinafki, when I left, asking Ashik Khamrchat Kosa. I came out of the bathhouse, he brought me one cup of wine to drink. Vikhashi, and I felt the cooling effect, Bibinsa the Reishi, from the hair on my head, at Tufra the Kari, until the nails of my feet. Vyashki Kasa Khrina, had they given me another cup of this drink, have a Mr. Finner, I would be concerned Dilamankali Mischus Damadasi. Perhaps they would deduct from my reward in Oilam Haba. So Mefarshim say two pshatim. One pshat is that this, if he would have drank a second cup, he would have gotten sick. And the only way he would have a refuah is if they took away part of his Oilam Haba, which obviously he didn't want to lose. Another pshat Mefarshim say is like this, that it was so gewaldig, it was so geschmack, this drink of after going to the bathhouse. He said that if I have so much enjoyment in this world, I'm concerned that by having this much enjoyment in this world, I'm going to lose my share in Olam Haba. Ask the Gemara, well, Marukva the Shasi Kol Yoyma, Marukva drank this every day with no problem. Answers the Gemara, Shani Marukva the Doshbe. Upfa was already accustomed to drinking it, so that's why it didn't have any specific strong effect on him. Continues the Mishnah. Ein noisen es a chiltus v'poshim. We're not allowed to soak chiltus. Chiltus is a type of a gum, a resin that comes out of a tree. And not allowed to soak it in warm water. Because since what you, the purpose of the soaking is to make some sort of a drink that was drunk for refuah, and as we've been learning, you're not allowed to take refuah on Shabbos. It's allowed to be put into vinegar. Since then it's only a dip, which looks like a regular food that's eaten not for refuah, that's why it's mutter. We're not allowed to take the, when we have vetch, which is a species of beans, so you have kashinim, which is this type of beans, you're not allowed to put water over these beans to make the refuse mixed into them flow to the top, because that is a form of boiler. Furthermore, we're not allowed to rub them. This also, Rashi explains, is a form of boiler. Now, the Prima Gadim says that even though Rashi called this boiler, it's not boiler midiraisa, it's only boiler midrabbanan, because it's klachiyat, it's not the normal way of boiler. However, the Bi'ah Locha says that rubbing these beans is boiler midaraisa. Continues the Mishnah, avonoisen l'toicha kavra l'toicha kakola. He could put them into a sieve or into a basket. So says Rashi, even though sometimes the it will separate and there will be an issue of boiler when it comes through the sieve, there is no issue of boiler here because it's a davar she'im miskaven. His intention is not to do boiler. Says the Bialocha that if it would be a psik reisha, that certainly it would separate, then it would be asur. continues the Mishnah, and koivrin is a tevin bekavra. We're not allowed to sift straw with a sieve. So the Sharet Zion says that the Rambam says that this halacha is only boyer midrabanan. Why? Because since normally straw is not sifted, it's not filtered, so there is no issue of boyer deraisa. The Ran says similar, that it's only drabanan, but he says the point is because it's only nearer kabayr. It looks like bayr, but it's not actual bayr. And the Levush says that the issa here is it's uvdin bechol. It's a, like we've been speaking many times, it's a weekday activity. Like then I'll grab a mokum gavaya. You're not allowed to put it on a high place. Bishvil shiur amotz, that the shaft will fall from the straw. Why? Because that is already considered bayr. And the Machlaika says, what happened here? Some Rishonim explained that you're not allowed to put the straw that's in the cover, in the sieve, in a high place, because that's considered boyer. Others say it's not that you put the straw in a high place, not that you put it in the basket in a high place, you just put the straw itself in a high place, and the wind blows it away. Now, the Mincha Shleim, Reb Shleim Zalman Auerbach asks, why is this not considered a groma? Because the halacha is that if you don't do something directly, you only cause it to happen, it's only a groma. So why is it usur? So he answers that it's not usur because of boyer, because since it's only a groma, that you're only causing it to be in a place where the wind will blow it, that's not called boyer. This here is because of uvdin d'chol. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Avol noisnu b'toich kavra, v'noisnu toich evitz. A person could take it out of the sieve and put it into the feeding trough that the animal eats from. And Rashi says, because the Tan of our Mishnah holds that it, like Rav Shimon, that a Dovashem is kavod is mutter. Here his intention is only to pour from the sieve into the trough from which the animal eats. So he has no kavana to do bayur, and that's why it's mutter. Ask the Sfas Emes, even if he doesn't intend to do bayur, it should still be usur because it's a psik reisha. So the Sfas Emes says that on Shabbos we know that a malacha is only malachas machshavas. There has to be some sort of intent to do a malacha. Here this person has absolutely no intent to do a malacha. His entire intent is to pour the food from one place to another, and therefore even if there will be bayur, it will be considered like a davashen miskavin and be mutter. Iboiluhu asked, the Bnei Yeshiva asked, Sharmai, if he actually did soak the chiltis in water, what's the la'acha? Is it also midaraisa or midrabonin? Tegma Rav Adin and Shaka made Rav Yosef, Shar, if he soaked it, chayiv chattis, he's also deraisa. Om labaya, ask by alamata shor umtsu b'maya hachnamid mechayiv. If somebody soaked meat in water, is he also chayiv? So the way the Ritva explains the kash is like this. He says, nobody in the world would assume that you're not allowed to soak meat in water. So he says, just like it's obvious that you're allowed to soak meat in water, it should also be obvious that you're allowed to midaraisa soak this chiltis. El amar baya, what it means is midrabonan, the hisser here is midrabonan, shloyasik derech shas b'chol, the hisser is only out of the d'chol that you shouldn't do it the way you do during the week. Bar minei Rabbi Yochum Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yanai, Ma'alishus is chiltus b'tzoinen. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to soak chiltus in cold water? Amalei. So Rabbi Yanai said, Osir. Vonantanan. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yanai, we learned in our Mishnah, Ein shanas chiltus b'shpashim. That you're not allowed to soak the chiltus in lukewarm water. Ha b'tzoinen. That means in cold water it's mutter. Amalei. So Rabbi Yanai said to Rabbi Yochanan, Im kein ma ben li v'loch. If you could ask this question, I also could have asked the question. So what Rashi, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, a little difficult to understand, but Rashi says what Rabbi Yanai was saying to Rabbi Yochanan is, I'm greater than you. This question that you're asking, I also could ask. Obviously, there's something more to be said here, which the Gemara will say in a moment. But the question is, all the Mefarshim ask, how could Rabbi Yanai spoken this way to Rabbi Yochanan? I'm greater than you are, and I also knew this question. So the Chavis Yor explains that what Rabbi Yanai meant to say by this was, since he was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, he was trying to raise Rabbi Yochanan and show him you have to be thinking deeper. Don't just look at what it says in the Mishnah. Think a little deeper. Other Mefarshim explain like this. Rabbi Yochanan was, of course, not trying to tell Rabbi Yochanan, I'm greater than you are. Any question that you could think of, I could have also thought of. What Rabbi Yochanan was trying to tell Rabbi Yochanan is like this. You see, says Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yochanan, that you could figure out any question that I could figure out. So if you and I have the same intellectual ability, what makes me greater than you? What makes me greater than you is that I have a Messiah, that I learned from Rebbe's. I had previous Rebbe that taught me, and you don't have that. That's the only thing that makes me greater. And why is your question not a question? Because Masnisin Yechidahi, our Mishnah only reflects the opinion of one mandomer, the Tanya, ain't sharing as chiltis. The Brisa says, you know how to soak chiltis, loy becham, loy becham, not in hot water, not in cold water. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, becham, and also betzonim mutter. Hot water is also cold water's mutter. Ask the Gemara, Lamai Abdelay, what was the purpose of the soaked chiltis? It was made, le yukr de liba. Somebody had a heart problem. Rav Achabai Yosef Chosh B'Yukr D'Liba. Rav Achabai Yosef suffered from this ailment. Also, L'Kamei D'Marukva, as he came to Marukva, Omalei, Zil Shosit Tosa Dik L'Chiltasa, go drink 3 gold dinner weights of Chilta, B'Tlosa Yoyma, over the course of 3 days. Also, Ishta Chamshe B'Shabsa Mal B'Shabsa. So he went and he drank on Thursday and on Friday. L'Tzafra, on Shabbos morning, Ozel Shabbos Medrasha, he came and asked the yeshiva, in the yeshiva in Beis Medrash, if he's allowed to take it, even though it's Shabbos, and we know you're not allowed to take medicine in Shabbos. Amalei Tana Debei Rav Ada, Vamalei Tana Debei Mar Rav Ada, Shois Adam Kav Kavayim, a person could drink a Kav Kavayim of the Schiltos in Shabbos, Veinachosh is now worried that it was Mechal Shabbos. So you could drink it. So Amalu, so Rav Yaakov clarified his question. Lishtas per kamibayli. I knew I'm allowed to drink it. Ki kamibayli. My question was lishus mai. Am I allowed to soak it on Shabbos? Amaluhu Rav Chiba Ravin. So Rav Chiba Ravin said, but did they have a uvda? I had the following story. Vasa shantler of Adabar Hava. I asked Rav Adabar Hava v'loyav v'yodi. He didn't know the answer. Also shantler of Huna. I went and asked Rav Huna v'omer hachi kamarav. This is what Rav said. Shor b'tzaynin. He could soak it in cold water or menich b'chama and leave it in the sun to become warm. Asked the Gemara command shari. According to whom did he say this? Did he say it only according to Rabbi Yossi, who we just learned says that you always let it soak in cold water? Or was he saying it even according to Rabbanan, who say normally you're not allowed to soak it in cold water? So the Gemara said, I feel a man, the Osir. Even according to Rabbanan, who say that you're normally not allowed to soak it in cold water, here they would agree you're allowed to soak it. Why? Because Hanimili Hecha Deleish Deklal. When did the Tanakhama say you're not allowed to soak in cold water? Is when you never soaked it before. Aval, here, Kiv and Ishta Chamshe Mal Shabsa, he had already drunk from it on Thursday and on Friday. Eloi Shosi B'Shabbos, if he won't drink it on Shabbos, Mistakin, he'll be in Sakona, and that's why he's allowed to drink it. So the Rishayim will explain, of course he would not be in Sakonis Nefashis, because if somebody is in Sakonis Nefashis, you're allowed to do any Rufu on Shabbos. He would only be in some sort of danger, and that's why it's Mutter. There's a very interesting psak in the Sefer Achayim, it's a Sefer written by Shlomo Kluger, based on this Gemara. Before I say it, I want to say that most Paiskim disagree with Shlomo Kluger, but I'm just saying over what he says. He says like this, let's say somebody's taking a medicine, and of course we're not talking about a person who's a chayla shiresh by sakana, who we just explained is allowed to take any medicine in Shabbos. But let's say he's taking a medicine and he's not that ill, then normally he may not be allowed to take medicine in Shabbos. However, he says, if the person already began taking the medicine from before Shabbos, he may continue taking it on Shabbos. And he says an interesting svara. He says, what's the reason Chazal said we're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos? Because we're concerned, shchika samamonim, he's going to make medicine. So he says, when do we have this concern? We only have this concern if the person never took the medicine previously. So now on Shabbos he needs to take the medicine, we're concerned he's going to make it. But if the person already took the medicine before, so he already has a stock of it, we're not concerned that he's going to make the medicine. And he said, that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Lishtos, if he already had it, he could continue drinking it on Shabbos. However, as I said, most Paiskim disagree and say even medicine which is made or taken from before Shabbos has to have the term that we've learned in this Masechta. Says the Gemara, Mistamach for also Rav Acha by Yosef, Kasud Rav Nachman by Yitzchak bar Achtai. Rav Acha by Yosef was walking, leaning on the shoulder of his nephew, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Amalei. And he said to him, Kimitin el bei Rav Safra, we get to Rav Safra's house, Elina, please bring me in there. Kimata Aili. When he came, they brought him in. Bominei, Mala Sechsuche Kitten to Shabbos. What's the halacha regarding rubbing a freshly cleaned linen shirt on Shabbos? Do we say l'ruchuche kitnas akamachavin that his entire intention is just to soften the linen shirt for shapadam and therefore its mutter? Or dilma, maybe his kavana is l'ludi chivra to brighten the shirt vaser, because one of the malachos in Shabbos we learned is malabin. Amalei, so he said l'ruchuche kitnas akamachavin, his intention is only to soften the linen shirt for shapadam and its mutter. Kinofik, when he left, also Amalei, so he asked him, Ma Baminei, what did you ask him? Amalei, so he said, Baminei, I asked him, Ma lech susa kidnisa b'shabbos, am I allowed to rob the linen shirt in Shabbos? Vamalei, shapadam, he told me it's mutter. So the Dvar Shmuel, the Shalos HaTshuvos Dvar Shmuel, says based on this Gemara, a very big chiddush. He says, even if we say that his intention was just to soften the shirt, not to brighten it, but it lemaisa gets brightened. It does get brightened. So the psik reisha. So why is it mutter? So he wants to say from here we see that a psik reisha, which is by malacha the rabbanon, according to the mandamin like of Shimon that says davish and miskaven is mutter, will be mutter, and that's why here was mutter. The other paiskim disagree and say the psik reisha is also even by the rabbanon. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Acha by Yosef, "V'tiboy leila masudra, why don't you ask him regarding the linen kerchief, what they wore on their head, if you're allowed to rub it?" So he said, "Sudra lekum aboyle, I didn't have a question regarding the kerchief. The boy, when I already had asked Rav Huna what the halacha is about rubbing the kerchief, and he partially listened, he told me it's aser. So Rav Nachman asked him, "Tif shalei lema masudra, so if you knew that it's aser to rub the kerchief, why don't you extrapolate from there that's also to rub the shirt?" Amalei, hasam mechsi kivlo dechevra. When somebody rubs a kerchief, it's obvious that he's doing it to brighten it, and that's why it's aser. Hacha, but by the shirt, loy mechsi kivlo dechevra, it's not that obvious that his intention is to make him brighter, and that's why I thought it might be mutter, and that's takwari paskin that it's mutter. Amrav Chizda, hai ketnisa, this freshly laundered shirt. So the way they used to do is, they used to put the freshly laundered shirts on a hanger. And the hanger that they used, as we learned in the Gemara, could have been one of two types of hangers. It could have been, as the first type of hanger that we're talking about, a muksa, a hanger which is a muksa machm skufoi, and therefore cannot be touched. Or it could be the next type of hanger the Gemara going to discuss, which is a klisha malachdal iser, which may be moved l'tzar gufa mekaymei. So in the type of hanger which is muksa, meshafla l'didar mikan yishari, to remove the shirt from this rod, which is muksa, is mutter, kan yimimena, to remove the rod from the shirt, is aser, because you're moving the muksa. Ask the Bach, why don't we say that we have a situation of a bosses, that the shirt is on the hanger, and the hanger becomes a bosses, and therefore the shirt should also be muksa. So, the Bach says, from here we see that a bosses is only passable when the muksa is on top of the dover heter, but not when the dover heter is on top of the muksa. Here the dover heter, the shirt, was on top of the rod, was it muksa, and there's no situation of muksa. That's how the Bach answers. The Prima Gaudim answers differently. He says the only situation you have of bosses is when the heter is mishamish the iser, when the heter helps the iser, is there to serve the iser, not when the iser is there to serve the heter. Here it's not the shirt which is the dava heter serving the rod which is the dava muksa, it's just the opposite. The rod which is the dava muksa is serving the dava heter, the shirt, and therefore you don't have a muksa situation. Now the Ran asks, if you hung a shirt on a rod, isn't that an obvious situation that you're turning this rod into a hanger and should no longer be considered muksa? So the Ran answers that just because you hang a shirt on a rod does not mean that you're turning it into a hanger, and that's why it still remains muksa. However, Amar Rava, Rava said, "V'mklei kiyuhu, if it's a weaver's rod, so it's a keli shemlachta le'isser, and then the halacha is mutter. You could move the hanger off the shirt because it's a keli shemlachta le'isser. But we know the halacha is it can be moved l'tzarich gufay u'mekaymei." There's a very interesting psak from the Debrei Tzina Rav based on this Gemara. He was asked the following shaila. He said, somebody has a dining room table and he has a kitchen table. On his dining room table, he has a kli shemlach talisa. So to be able to use the dining room table, he has to move it. He can move it l'tzarech mekayman. But on the other hand, he could use the kitchen table and not have to move what's on the table. What's the halacha? Should he use the kitchen table or could he easily use the dining room table and take off the dvar muksa? So he says from Al Gemara Zerai, he could use the dining room table without any problem. He says, here you have the hanger on the shirt. You could take the shirt off the hanger without moving the hanger at all. Yet the Gemara tells us, take the hanger. You could take the hanger and move the muksa. Because once there's a het of a tzorech mekaymai, you could do whatever you need to do. Similarly, he says, if you need to use the dining room table, there's a het of a tzorech mekaymai, and we don't tell you to try to avoid it. Am Rav Chisda, Hai Kish Sadiyaka, a bunch of herbs. Ichazil machal behema, if it could be eaten by animals, so it's not muksa, and shalta tu, he can move it. Vila, but if not edible by animals, osur, because it's muksa. Am Rav Chibar Ashi, Am Rav. Hai Talya de Bisser, the string of animal meat, shalta tula, can be moved. Why? Since the meat can be eaten without cooking, so it's not considered muksa. The kavri, but the raw fish, which is not edible, so therefore the string is muksa. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfos on Daf Kuf Lamed Tesamid Beis has a problem with Rashi's pshat. He says, if the point is that the meat is edible raw, and fish is not edible raw, so why does the Gemara have to discuss the string? The Gemara could have talked about the fish or the meat. Therefore, Tosfos explains that the string that was used for meat did not become repulsive, and therefore can be reused, and therefore it's not muksa. However, a string used for fish becomes repulsive and is no longer usable, and that's why it's muksa. So it's not that the meat or the fish are on it. It's the string that were used for meat or fish. Amrav Ketana, Haimi be'emtza mita, somebody who stands in the middle of a bed, kila oimi be'kreis shel isha. It's like he's standing on the very stomach of a woman. If you stand on the bed where men and women sleep together. But, says Rav Ketina v'lab melsehi, there is really no halach isa to do it, but the Reishis Chochmet says that a person should avoid going into the bedroom where a man and a wife sleep together. Now the Gemara is going to say many different things which really seem quite practical, but the Mefarshim explained they're very deep ramazim in many of the things mentioned in this Gemara. We're going to try to explain some of them. Ramach is the Babe Rav, the Zovin Yarka, if a Talmud Chacham is buying vegetable, a bunch of vegetables, Lisbon Aricha, he should buy the longest one. Kisha Kakisha, one bunch is as thick as the next bunch. For Urchim and Mele, where you could get a little more is in the length. So shots like this. They used to sell these bunches, and the way they prepared them was by the width. They all had the identical width, but some of them were longer than other. So if you want to get a little more for your money, buy the longer one. Similar. Bramav Chizda, Babay Rav Dezova Kanya. If you're buying a bunch of wood, Lisbon Aricha, buy the longer bunch. Tuna Katuna, because they're all the same width. Vurchim and Mele, but if you get a longer one, you have more. You'll be able to get a little more for what you paid. Vam Rav Chizda, Babay Rav, to learn the fish lay lifter, a Talmud Chacham that doesn't have enough bread, that means he's poor. Laylech Liyarka, he should not eat raw vegetables. Mishum de Garu, because they make him hungry, they give him an appetite, but then he doesn't have enough money to buy more food. Vam Rav Chizda, Anna loy ben Yossi ach Liyarka, not when I was poor did I eat vegetables, v'loy besiros ach Liyarka, nor when I was wealthy. But Niyasi, I didn't eat him when it was poor, Mishum Dagari, he gives me an appetite, but I couldn't afford to buy more. But Sirasi, when I was wealthy, I couldn't. Damina Hecha Da'al Yarka, Leal Basa Recovery. Instead of eating vegetables, you only could eat that much. So instead of eating vegetables, I might as well eat meat and fish. Vamra Chizda, Barbara Rabdulay, the fish lay rifta, a Talmud Chochem that doesn't have enough bread, lay lifts a bitsui. He should not make small pieces and eat them in many small meals. Rather, what he should do is he should save all his bread until he has enough for a full meal. So the Chasam Sofer explains that this Gemara speaks means the following. The Gemara is talking to Talmid Chacham, who has only who can't learn, who needs to learn, and has limited abilities. What he's saying is, he shouldn't learn small amounts. What he should do is, he should take the entire sugya and learn through the entire sugya, and then he should say a shir on it, not just learn small pieces of it. Then he also says, it means another thing. It signifies somebody who studies small segments of many masechtas. And Rav Chisda is telling Talmid Chacham, that's not the way to learn, just a little piece of a masechta. What you're supposed to do, like we who learn the Daf Yomi do, is learn an entire masechta before you move on to the next masechta. Vom Rav Chisda, Babe Rav Deloy Nefish Loy Rifta, a Talmid Chacham that doesn't have enough bread, Loy Lifta. He's not the one that should do Betzias HaPas. Betzias HaPas, we know, means that they used to have somebody make the Hamaitzi, and he used to divide the bread. My Tama, what's the reason of it b'yayin yofa? He won't give it out generously. So where the Chasam Sofer explains the Gemara is like this, that if you're eating in someone's home, the halacha is bal b'ayis b'tzeya, the host is the one that does b'tzeya sapas. But let's say we're not eating in a bal b'ayis house, we're eating a group of people together, so the person should do b'tzeya sapas is only a person who will do it be'en yofa, will divide nice slices of bread. So if you're not sure you could do that, don't be the one that's betzeya. Says the Gemara, Vam Rav Chisda, Anami Karlai Vi Betzeina, I never was betzeya, Ad Shor Yad B'Kulimane, until I examined the entire basket of bread with my hand, V'Ashkei Kol Tzarchi, and I found it was enough, and then I felt I would be able to divide it properly, and then I did betzeya sapas. Vam Rav Chisda, Haiman de Efshle Lamachal Nam de Sari. Somebody could eat barley bread, vachal dechiti, and eats wheat bread. Ka'avim mishum bal tashkus is over bal tashkus. Vama papa, haiman dem efshel mishte shikra v'shasi chamra. Somebody could eat, drink beer, and instead he drinks wine, which is more expensive. Again, over mishum bal tashkus because he's spending money. He could drink beer. Why is he drinking wine? Says the Gemara v'la milsehi. This is incorrect. Bal tashkus the guf adif. Taking care of your body is more important. And if wheat bread or wine is better, drink it. And that's why the Mefarshim say that before the Gemara said he drank meat, he ate meat and fish instead of vegetables. Why? Because since they felt that those foods were healthier, so there's no baltashkus if you buy and eat the better food. It's very interesting. The Mashah makes an interesting point. He says the whole Gemara keeps on saying Bar Bebrei Rav, keeps on talking to Talmud Chacham. Here the Gemara says Hai Man, doesn't talk to specific Talmud Chacham, talks to everybody. So Mashal is saying, since here we're talking about Baltashkas, which is an Isser, according to many Mandom, it's an Isser Daraisa, so it doesn't only apply to Talmud Chacham. Everybody is prohibited from doing Baltashkas. Continues the Gemara, Vam Rav Chisda, Babe Rav de Zovin Umtsa Lisbon Unka. No, I'm sorry. Rav Chisda, Babe Rav de Lesle Mishcha. They used to wash their hands with oil before they washed Mayim Achronim. But let's say Talmud Chacham doesn't have oil and he wants to smear his hands. What should he do? Nimsh b'may de Charitza. He should wash his hands with the oil that's left on top of the pits. That's what he should wash his hands with. Again, the Chasam Sofer uses this Gemara to talk that this Gemara is a remez. The Gemara is a remez to Talmud Chacham, who's having a hard time remembering his learning. So it says, charitzi means some sharp. Many times we find in Shas the language chorutz v'shonen. So if Chizda is giving here advice to Talmud Chacham, who's having a hard time remembering his learning, what he should do is charitzi. He should say Chedusha Torah. He should try to learn the Gemara B'Iyun. And by saying Chedusha Torah, that will help him remember what he learned. Vam Rav Chisda, Babe Rav Dezovin Umtsa. If Talmud Chacham needs to buy meat and can't afford to buy a good cut of meat, Lisbon Unka, he should buy neck meat. Why? The Isbei Tolsamina Basra. It has three types of meat. Rashi explains it as fat meat, lean meat, and tough meat. So the morale says beautiful pshat in this Gemara. He says this Gemara is teaching us the Chazdei Hashem, the wonderful way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats everybody. He says, sometimes a person can't afford expensive meat. Sometimes a person can't afford expensive oil. Teaches us the Gemara, we still have an Eitzah for you. You could buy neck meat, which is cheap, but has three different tastes in it. You need oil to smear your hands. You could take the oil that's left on the pits, which is certainly not expensive. Continues the Gemara. Rav Chazda, Babi Rav Dezovin Kitanusa. If a Talmid Chacham is buying a linen garment, Lizbim the Nahar Abba, he should buy linen from Nahar Abba. For Nichre Kotlos and Yoimen, he should clean it every 30 days. The Mefatulate Tracy Yarkashatri, and this will last for a year. For not Avon, I'm ready to guarantee this. And again, the Maral explains, here we see the Chazdei Hashem, that Talmid Chacham couldn't afford to buy new shirts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a linen, that a shirt from that linen could last a year. My ketinusa, what does linen mean? Kitano, good quality, and it's a good fellowship because a person can wear it a long time. A Talmid Chacham should not sit on a new hemp mat. Why? The mechayimane, it ruins his clothing with the pieces sticking up. A Talmid Chacham should not send his clothing to the hostess by whom he lives that she should wash for him. The lava erich aretz, not the erich eretz. Why? Dil mechaz be midi, she may see some shikva zera on it, vas lemigna, and then he'll be repulsive to her. Amar Rav Chizkiya Levantzei, Rav Chizkiya told his daughters, tehev v'tznios m'bapi gavreichu, you should act modestly in front of your husbands. L'tech l'nami b'bapi gavreichu, don't eat bread in front of your husbands. So Rashi explains, sometimes you eat more than you should, and your husband will be repulsed by that. Don't eat herbs or vegetables at night because you get bad breath from it. Don't eat dates at night. Don't drink beer at night because, as Rashi explains, it causes the person to pass wind. Don't relieve yourselves. They didn't have toilets. Don't relieve yourself in the same place with your husbands. Again, that could cause your husbands to be repulsed by you. When a man is knocking on the door of your home, don't say who it is in the masculine form, because then your husband will think that you have too much relations with men. Elamani, say who is it in the feminine form, the husband won't think that you have any relationships with men. Knock at Maganisa Bechadiyade. In the course of relations, when a husband's having a relation in one hand, the husband should hold your pearl, which refers to the breast, with one hand, the kur b'chadi yadei, and the kiln, which refers to the private parts, with the other hand. Maganisa achvalei, you should offer them the pearl, the kur alei achvalei, but don't offer them the private parts, ad mitzdarin, until they're tormented, v'ada achvalei, and then show it to them. That will give them more pleasure. The Meiri explains that this Gemara is teaching us the value of tznius, that a woman should always have with tznius. He explains like this. Let's say if a woman has to something in two hands. One hand she has a pearl, and the other hand she has a coal. And the man says, what's in one hand? So she opens it up and shows the pearl. Then he thinks that the other hand must have a pearl in it also, but she doesn't show it. So he appreciates a lot what's in the hand, even though what's in that hand is really a coal. So too, sometimes sneers, not sometimes, all the time, sneers, keeping something modest is the way for a husband to appreciate his wife. Ein Shalom Kashinan, we learned that you're not allowed to put the kashinim, the vetch, into a sieve or a basket. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said you're allowed to put them under certain circumstances. However, it says the Gemara Masnisim like Haitana. Our Mishnah is not like this Tana. The Tanya, because the Tanya learned Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Meshgichim Kaver Kol Aker. We're not allowed to put anything into a sieve under any circumstances because we're afraid that you may come to do Meleches Bayrah.